Art Bell once said this guy had more hits than Barry Bonds. It's Sean David Morton. Hey, Sean, how are you?
Hey, Uncle George, I'm good. Nice to hear from you.
Wow. You too. Hey, you were right about those Japanese earthquakes.
Well, we're here to talk about Art Bell tonight, and you know, Art Bell is what can I say? The guy's a legend. He literally should be put on the same pedestal as Edward R. Murrow, Huntley and Brinkley, Walter Winchell. There should be some kind of radio museum Hall of Fame. What would we put in the Radio Museum Hall of Fame for Art, do you think?
Art's parts.
Yeah, definitely his glasses and probably...
Well, I don't mean those parts. I mean Art's parts, those that UFO thing.
There
remember?
You go. An ashtray full of cigarettes mixed with cat fur. That's got to be part of it, along with the famous glasses. And that's got to go along with his microphone. And that's got to go in the Radio Hall of Fame. People don't understand when I first started doing the show, and I believe there's more people out there checking archives or whatever, but I think I was the first guest that Art had on when his show went national to all of these various syndicators out there in, I think it was 1991. And people simply do not understand today, listening, the phenomenon that Art created in the 1990s, because without crazy people like us out at somewhere like Area 51, where myself and guys like George Schultz and Norio Hayakawa and Anthony Hilder, or me running up hills, getting shot at by helicopters, and running down the little alien and calling Art on the payphone in the middle of the night, freezing cold, to tell him what had just happened. But without adventures like that, and without somebody like Art to give us voice to that, there would have been no sightings on Fox, which was the highest rated program of its kind at the time, which was, of course, created by Linda Moulton Howe. And I had the rare opportunity of being on that first show and getting to produce and put together some of the Area 51 interviews there. There would have been no X-Files, because after sightings was taken off the air due to some legal wrangling between Sattergate and Berkeley Group and all that, and wasn't renewed, Chris Carter pitched the X-Files as FBI agents doing sightings type stuff. Without that, there would have been no Strange Universe, which is a program I worked on in the 90s. Art Bell gave a voice to those that had their voices taken from them. This colorful soft parade, this cosmic circus of scientists and researchers and experiencers and investigators and prophets and psychics and madmen. He lifted the laughter curtain that was dropped by those unjustly and inaccurately called skeptics, who in most cases are nothing more than haters and name callers. He was like this, he transcended politics, he transcended party, he gave us reasons, not just stories, in a world that became unreasoning. And this is why the fantastic job that you do and that Ian Punnett is doing and people that are doing and carrying on this program is that it is the topics and the subject matter that transcend any one person, because it's the truth which people are so desperate to hear, because it's the truth that is setting people free. And that's why Coast to Coast will never die. I hope this format will never die. And what's been so fantastic about what he's done over the years.
And is doing.
I mean, we're talking about him like he's dead or something, but it's I know he's going to be coming back and he's going to be doing great things. And I wanted to also thank Art for getting me out of a speeding ticket. I wanted to thank him.
How did this happen?
This is
the memorable moment.
This is my best story. I was in the Valley. This was August 19th of 1998. 3 months before, in June, I had actually said that Bill Clinton, on August 19th, and I gave the exact day, there would be some announcement or some major event that would occur that would lead to the impeachment of the president. And, of course, Art, I can't tell you how many times Art just said, Sean, you're insane. You know that, don't you? Well, that's impossible. He'll never be impeached. And then would laugh about, well, I'm not the prophet. I don't, what do I know? And I was up in the Valley taking care of a sick friend. And that night was when Clinton gave his famous speech that, and a number of things happened. He launched a couple of missiles into Afghanistan, one of which exploded and blew up a baby food factory, and the other one went off course and was a dud and landed in Pakistan, which gave the Pakistanis our most advanced guided missile technology. And Bill Clinton made his announcement that, yes, I did indeed have inappropriate relations with Miss Lewinsky. Well, I was taking care of a sick friend up in the valley, and I was speeding down the 405, and Art put out this clarion call saying, Sean Morton, if you're out there, I need to speak to you. You need to call me now because we need to give you some credit for this prediction. So I get pulled over by the cops on the 405, and the CHP guy comes up to my car, and I hand him my driver's license, and he goes back to the car, and he comes back, and he says, are you the Sean David Morton? And I said, well, yeah. And he goes, Art Bell is looking for you. You better get home and get you a phone. And he handed me back my license. And he said, hey, man, I'm a big fan, and big fan of yours, big fan of Art. Keep it up. And the guy handed me my license back, didn't write me a ticket, and told me, you get home, and actually gave me a bit of an escort off the 405 freeway. So I wanted to say that was the kind of effect that Art had on military people, on police people, on people up in the middle of the night. I go to Writers Guild Awards, for example, I belong to the Writers Guild of America. And I went to the Writers Guild, and I mentioned at my table that I appeared on Art Bell and who I was, and the writers just go crazy because they say, I listen to the show late at night. I get so many ideas for TV shows and movies by listening to Coast to Coast and listening to Art Bell and listening to George Norrie. I can't believe you're the, I should just put the in front of my name. I can't believe you're the, that guy. And this is just, it's a great family. It's a great group of people to be around. I have met my wife through the Art Bell program, actually through us connecting at an expo in Las Vegas.
So that's cool.
I have met Melissa, who loves him dearly. I've met some of the best people in my life through this show because there's a vibration that comes through the radio of people who are seekers of truth. And those who really respect what you do and what Art does and what Ian does are people in the military and people in the media and people in government, because they know the further into the military-industrial entertainment complex you go, the more they understand that there is this pixie dust being thrown into the eyes of the people of the world, this fairy-like elven glamour that's literally been dropped across people's eyes, that the further you get into where the truth lives, places like Dulce Archuleta Mesa and Area 51 and the jungles of Puerto Rico and all of these exotic locations around the world, the more you begin to realize how important what it is you are doing is, because again, people will never lose that thirst and that hunger for the truth. And that's why this program transcends any one person, and why his concept transcending from kind of a right of center sort of political oriented talk show host in the late 80s and the early 90s to someone that invents a genre.
Oh, he's got the instincts, Sean, of a cat.
Well, and the instincts, here's the fascinating thing about his instincts. There would be a guy that would call in, and I can't remember the exact, but there was a fellow that called in that said, well, I wear tinfoil on my head with paper clips in the back to keep the government from reading my mind with their satellites from space. And Art had the wherewithal to say, well, sir, what is it that you're thinking that's so interesting that the government wants to know? Now, that's insight. That's brilliant. Instead of just saying you're just some crazy
guy. It's brilliant.
He gets to the essence of the story, and he gets to the essence of what's interesting about some guy that's obviously, totally two tuna fish sandwiches shy of a picnic.